I went to Amityville, Long Island, in order to go to university, a two-year college in ornamental horticulture, how to grow grass on a golf course, basically. And I met a fellow there who came from New Rochelle. He was a gymnast. So I had done wrestling in high school, but not anything else. Anyhow, we got to talking. We were in the same course in the school. So he started going to Sarma in New Rochelle to do Hatha Yoga. I don't know exactly how he got started, but he was doing Hatha Yoga with Sarma for quite some time. And then a few months after school started in September, he was teaching me some yoga in the gym in the school. And then he felt maybe I should meet the master that he was going to see. So that was in February 1968. I started reading different comparative religion and so forth, and it was a completely new field, very interesting. What drew me was the interest in Hatha Yoga, the fact that comparative religion, which I started reading, fulfilled more answers or was more interesting than just the Bible. From Methodist, which was more my mother's side, and Unitarian, which was more universal. But the interest was that there were these questions were being answered. And in with pranayama and bhakti yoga and the history, it was a whole different field when I read big, thick books on the different religions. So then it was like, oh, okay, it's not just all hell and damnation and sin. There's possibility. In any case, it came around to the point where he thought, okay, how would you like to go meet the master in Manhattan? So I went to meet the master in Manhattan, and I thought, you know, I had my imaginations that I would walk into a big room with lots of people, and we'd come in the back, and the master with a long white beard would be sitting in the front, and we'd have some, he'd probably know what I was thinking before I walked in, or as I walked in. And however, it wasn't anything like that. It was a small room, about the size of this room, a little bigger, with some couch on one side and shrine in the front, where Sri Chinmoy was sitting, Guru was sitting. And on the left side there was another special chair and then a few people. And that was it. Shortly thereafter, it wasn't very long, I had an interview with Guru, and I felt extremely comfortable and very open, and spoke of a few things that I'd never spoken to about with anybody else, and I was very comfortable with that. And I listened, can't exactly remember what was said, but the idea of a master at that point, I knew, I wasn't exactly looking for a master, but it was part of this. But it was comfortable, and it was trusting, and how would you say, soothing, or and I'm not catching the right, maybe that's the right word, but it was, I guess you could say, not exactly feel like you're coming home, but it's like you're in your, it's a place that you're familiar with or comfortable with. Like this is, so from then I continued.